October 1st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I have come to help you to see the ways that Satan uses to infiltrate the heart of the world. His influence is greatly felt in the world of entertainment, literature, and the news media. He is prominent in the area of politics. He makes political issues out of sin. This is why your opinions and choices are what brings you closer to me or farther away. Think about what you are supporting and what you stand for. These things should be a reflection of your love of me above all else. Do not be influenced by who says what or who does what. Your choices and opinions are your passport to heaven or to your perdition. Pray for the wisdom not to follow the crowd or some unworthy leader, but to recognize the path of righteousness. I am watching. Your eternal judgment is based upon your choices in the world." A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." A note also is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 16. "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.